News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woohoo!
Good morning. It's Wednesday morning, the 21st of October, and it's not only just hump day, it's a special day today. 605-4567 is our phone number. Give us a call, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
And
pushing the button all the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. Morning. It's early, isn't it?
Good morning, everybody.
Howdy.
And the Motte Beautiful,
right.
The Motte Bella, Linda.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Carl, and everybody out there. Good morning. It is hump day. I can't wait to hear what you say, what the second thing is, you know.
It's big.
All right. 7:06 in the morning. It's currently 62 degrees. If you're just waking up, good morning. It's the 21st of October. Looks like we're going to have around 84 today with our lows of around 58. Temperatures on Thursday call for 84. Thursday night calls for 55. As we progress to the weekend, Saturday calls for, get this, 78. Sunday, 79. Monday is calling for an 82. So we have a beautiful one of those where the roses, you know, could still do some yard work and everything. Just a great week ahead of us. If you still want to take the boat out, it's a great time too as well. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Speaking of veteran, we have our sheriff coming in today for the 8 o'clock show.
Yes, Sheriff Tom Pasinko's coming in. Plus, we have a number of other people coming through. Okay, why is this day so special?
Why?
And Bob, you don't know? Bob, of all people, I thought you would know this.
The okay, re-release this, of...
No, it's not the real. It's not the re-release.
October 21st, 2015 is the date which Marty McFly traveled in the DeLorean in Back to the Future 2.
Yes.
There you go. It was this day he arrived. Now, what?
Where's my damn flying car?
Yeah, okay. Well, where's your skateboards?
Getting
or like
close
that?
To
now,
it.
What's the biggest thing that Marty McFly and they missed in that movie? What's the biggest thing they missed in that movie? Totally missed it.
Mobile devices.
No cell phones. There were no cell phones in the movie. Everything else, you know, it moved forward, except there was no cell phone.
In fact, Marty was fired. Old Marty was fired via fax machine.
Oh, okay. Now, what was the mad professor's name?
That was Doc Brown.
Doc Brown, okay. Played so well by Christopher
Lloyd.
There you go.
The guy, what a madman. From
Taxi.
Wonderful, wonderful
Taxi.
Memories. Now, Star Wars, moving on to Star Wars. Yesterday, through the internet as well as movie theaters, people are just crazy about coming back with a new release, a brand new version, which has the original cast members in it. And evidently, I guess Lucas sold this to Disney. Did he sell the rights to Disney?
He sold the franchise to Disney.
Right. Yes. So you're going to have cups. You know what Disney does. But anyway, because of the release of it during the Monday Night Football, mayhem happened as far as... I mean, we kept thinking when the kids come, well, let's see if we can see it. Well, all the midnight showings are sold out throughout the country.
For the opening night.
For opening night. So I don't even know...
This is going to be huge.
I'm so ticked off because I left my computer at home. So I like to peruse through the show for 2 hours to see, you know, what's exciting and new in the headlines. But we do know that that happened.
I remember San Diego, first movie, which was actually Episode 4, although they didn't call it that at that time. the original Star Wars movie, the Mann Theater in Mission Valley, San Diego, the line went around the theater. You stood in line through two showings waiting to get into the theater.
You're kidding.
Making that up.
I would not go see a movie like that because when I saw it,
time,
I obviously
though,
didn't have to stand in line because I went and saw it. But the original Star Wars, you know, it was what did Lucas say? He said it's a Western.
Yeah.
It was a Western. A Western.
That's all you had to hear.
He said it's like an old Western. He says, you know, and then the things they were using on the spacecraft when they were shooting was like the machine guns out of a bomber.
Yeah.
The Air Force of a bomber, that kind of thing. But look at what they've – you know what? I haven't seen the new one yet, and I do want to go see the new one.
We want to go see it.
We want to go see that new one. But I tell you what, nothing is better than that original –
Well, we don't know now because I think Abrams, is it Abrahams or Abrams?
Abrams.
Abrams is taken over he's wonderful. He's just wonderful. This guy is the director. And so he's taken it over and it's going to cast a whole nother, for another generation. I mean, we can always say, well, it's not as good as my mom's chicken soup. You know what I mean? But there's always another twist on a chicken soup if you've had it for the first time. They're saying that this is going to launch a new generation with the frenzy of Star Wars. So the dads, our era will be able to get our young era ignited on the Star Wars trilogies or whatever, all the anthems.
Did you say Harrison Ford was in it?
Yes.
Harrison Ford and who played
Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher. Mm-hmm. I saw him in the trailer there. And I thought, oh, is that great, though? Here's that transition where they go from our galaxy into their galaxy.
At the time of the original Star Wars release, Harrison Ford was working as a carpenter on the Paramount set, and he'd done a minor role in American Graffiti.
Yeah, he played
Lucas,
Alpha.
Yes, and Lucas liked his style, so cast him in the role of Han Solo. Of course, his career was the breakout one. Everybody else sort of... Carrie Fisher showed up here and there. Mark Hamill showed up in a couple of really bad movies, and that was about it, yeah.
Well, you know, what happened between the first Star Wars movie and the second Star Wars movie?
Well, Mark Hamill was involved in a
horrible,
serious
horrible accident, and his face was totally pulverized, and they rebuilt his face. And if you can look at it, I mean, he doesn't let me. If you didn't know it from what he looked like before, I mean, his face is still, it's a good face. I mean, you can't tell. But if from the first Star Wars to the second, there is a distinct difference in the way he looks.
Yeah, and they actually wrote that into the script that he got tore up by the ice beast or something, you know,
and
worked that into the storyline.
That's just a too bad, but you know, it's nice. It's a nice story of survival.
Okay, now
other things in the news.
Other things that happened on this day in 1991. The Oakland Hills firestorm destroys nearly 3,500 homes and apartments and kills 25 people. And in 1977, a charter plane crashes in Mississippi, killing three members of the popular Southern rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd,
along with
their assistant and manager, the pilot and co-pilot. That's right.
Well, I think Ray John, our beloved Ray John, of course, you hear his voice on talking about the Marine Corps ball that's coming up in November.
November
10th. He and his wife Maggie have done so many things in the community, but they both retired. And they were off seeing a 49er game, and that Oakland Hills fire hit. And they looked over and saw the plummet of smoke, is it plummet?
Boom.
All right. Well, my word today is plummet.
Okay.
Okay, look it up.
It was a plummeting in their hearts,
in their hearts. So they got on the freeway, and, of course, they couldn't get through. Okay, now Maggie's mother was an art dealer, so their home was filled with, I think, I'm not sure if her mother had recently passed on, or she sold her gallery, so the house was filled with all this phenomenal art.
Artwork, yeah.
Okay, so... On top of that, jewelry, years of collecting, et cetera, their home, they had nothing.
They went back, nothing. Gone, everything. Okay, well, but as they said, you know, you can either let that destroy
start
you,
it all
or
over
you can
in Reading.
All over again, and that's what they did, and have become such a viable part of our community, an essential part of our community. Ray and Maggie John.
We see him at brunch
a lot. Okay.
Every Sunday when we're at U202.
We got to take a quick break. Sheriff Thomas Sickles on today along with several others. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. In the business for over 70 years, rated in the top 100 hospitals in the nation for 3 years in a row, and in the top cardiac hospital. And they do all of this by treating people well. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good people. They're involved in everything around here. It's 7:16 in the morning. It's 62 degrees, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
This one's for the boys.
Into Walgate Sports Club, you realize this is more than just a gym. You immediately notice the white glove cleanliness and the friendly, caring staff whose words and actions speak to the pride they have in making Walgate Sports Club Redding's premier lifestyle center. Walgate Sports Club promises an upscale experience with high-end amenities and programs including a complete state-of-the-art workout facility, educated and credentialed personal trainers and lifestyle nutrition coaches who work one-on-one with you to help you achieve your health and fitness goals. Walgate Sports Club features Redding's exclusive indoor saltwater pool, the Mind and Body Studio featuring Pilates and yoga, as well as the group exercise studio featuring Zumba, cycling, and more. Combine that with our complimentary lifestyle education workshops and member social events, and you'll see why at Walgate Sports Club you'll experience exceptional every day. Get out of the gym and into the club. Walgate Sports Club, 1740 Eureka Way in Redding. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Walgate Sports Club, first-class fitness you have to see to believe.
The trade school at the Shasta Builders Exchange in Redding is nationally recognized and provides a training and education that will prepare you for a career in the construction trades. According to the United States Department of Labor, electricians will be one of the top 20 fastest-growing occupations over the next decade. Trade School offers an electrical trainee program accredited by the National Center for Construction Education and Research. The program has been an industry leader for over 10 years and is authorized by the state of California. The electrical trainee program is now accepting applications. This program offers evening courses to allow you to work during the day in your field of study. This program provides hands-on training and graduates finish at the journeyman level. Be one of the few state-registered electrical trainees who are legal to work in Northern California. All enrollments are on a first-come, first-served basis. Classes are filling quickly. Don't wait. Enroll now. To learn more about the electrical training program at the trade school at the Shasta Builders Exchange, call 222-1917 or email training@shastabe.com.
Electrical orientation and registration is October 29th. Call Shasta Builders Exchange today.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience. We have most of the drivers back now off the fires, and we're delivering kerosene as fast as we can. If you've been putting off, now's the time to order. Johnny's wife, Beth, is about to have a baby any day, so he might be busy for a few days. Kathy has a few used heaters ready to go, so give her a call. Joe in Weaverville has clear pearl and dyed kerosene at the pump, also taking orders for home delivery. Robin is very busy in Corning with all her ag customers, and she is also taking orders for home deliveries. If you've been thinking about another way to heat your home, give us a call. And we can show you how to keep warm this winter. Northern Lights Energy in Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Where the sea meets the land, your tropical adventure begins with Wind River Resort and Casino's Under the Sea Halloween Bash. Glitter, sea creatures, shells, and sand. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to be for Halloween, featuring well-known rapper, songwriter, and producer Sir Mix-a-Lot. Known for his bouncy, danceable, bass-heavy tracks, plus DVJ Chris, Unruly and Backward will be spinning their live beats all night long. The Undersea Adventure kicks off on Saturday, October 31st at 9 o'clock. Drink specials, dancing, cash drawings, costume contest, over $3,000 in cash and prizes. Pre-sale general admission is $20, $25 the day off. VIP booth $250. Includes 6 guests, swag, a personal cocktail server, and 2 bottles of champagne. This signature event sells out fast. Get your tickets now at 1-800-280-UWIN. Or online at WindRiver.com. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to be for your under-the-sea Halloween adventure. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. Halloween is better at the river.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 7:21 in the morning, 62 degrees out there. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, the Strikeout Domestic Violence Bowl-a-thon is happening October 23rd from 6 to 8, Shasta Lanes. Contact the Crime Victim Assistance to register your team. Okay, the money's going to go towards, of course, breaking domestic violence in Shasta County. 225-5220. Team registration is $24, includes 2 hours of bowling and shoot rental. The money is going to one safe place. Each bowler should attempt to raise $100 for domestic violence prevention. Also, I'm going to be doing a live read here. Spaghetti Dinner Fundraiser supporting the U.S. Air Force Memorial. That's Saturday, October 24th from 5 to 9 p.m. The Reading Veterans Hall, downtown Reading, next to the post office. $15 for adults, $5 for children 7 and under. That's going to be really good spaghetti, of course, sponsored by Classic Cafe. They're going to be silent in live auctions. And, again, that's to raise money towards that Air Force Memorial that's going up into the Igo Cemetery. Congratulations to Reach. Air Medical Services have been named Program of the Year by the Association of the Air Medical Services. The award is presented annually to a company whose air ambulance program exceeds industry standards for safety, patient care, leadership, and community service. Reach received the award during the Association of the Air Medical Services banquet in Long Beach. Congratulations.
Okay, a lot of things happening. There's a lot of questions for the sheriff when he comes in today. Concerning the marijuana raids, and the Anderson is looking at limiting the butane
honey oil
to knock down the honey oil labs, but it doesn't do any good if one city in the county does it. This has got to be a countywide initiative that says we're going to limit the sales of butane as we do the limit of sales of the over the counter the stuff they make meth with,
the little red pills. What are they called?
Bob.
Oh, you know, you for colds.
What do they call those pills they use for meth?
Oh, gosh. You used to buy them.
You used to be able to buy them.
At the dollar store, you could buy them.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think
anyway,
of
Anyway, they're not some
for
of those
cold,
anymore.
For cold medicine.
Oh, pseudoephedrine.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. James Webb. Jim Webb. The name may ring a bell for you if you watch the Democrat debate the other day.
Yes.
Because when he came out, they put Hillary exactly in the middle of the five guys. So it's four guys. So it's two guys, Hillary, and two guys. Of course, they're all wearing dark suits. She's wearing something with a white collar. So,
but
you know,
she's in a dark suit, too.
Well, yeah, but it's just drawn to her.
Right.
It quickly became the Hillary and Bernie gab fest.
Right.
Because the Anderson Cooper did not go back and forth to everybody. I think Lincoln Chafee had 9 minutes. But Jim Webb, who has got as much experience up there in national levels as almost anybody. He's been a senator. He's been the Secretary of the Navy. He's worked in the Pentagon. He's been in the military. He's a hero. The man was awarded the Navy Cross, and which is the nation's second highest honor. But everybody calls, oh, Mr. 10 Minutes. And because he said that, hey, you know, I've been waiting here 10 minutes to get a word in here. And the fact is that, you know, you're pushing everything to these two people. Webb's dropped out of the presidential race. However, he has not limited himself. He said he may come back and run as a third party, which, of course, is just really it's too hard to do, and at least now in this case, unless you have your own money like Ross Perot did. And Ross Perot, you know, of course, in 1990 took the election away from Bush and gave it to Clinton. And then in the next time around, he won like 10% of the vote. But if Jim Webb wants to run, he ought to really think about which party he's in.
Here's a question.
However,
go ahead.
I would point out that the latest statistics are showing that more and more people are now DTS, declined to state, or independents, not the independent party, but declaring themselves as independents because They are frankly fed up with the same paint with a different brush.
That's true.
So here's a question I have for you. Like, say, for instance, I mean, whether we like it or not, right now in the polls, and everything is looking towards, at this point, that Donald Trump is the forerunner for the Republican ticket. If he, has it ever been done in the history where a Republican can then say, I want this person that's an independent or this person as vice president to run on my ticket as vice president? Can somebody cross at that point, cross over for parties?
You know, I don't know if they could do
that. Because this Webb might be a really good...
Webb may be a good guy to bring in as
VP.
Well, as Department of Defense. Make him SecDef. Something like that. You want to reach out to somebody like Jim Webb after you find out what he wants and all this.
So if Trump is running, who do you think would be a good... You know, you always think about, okay, who's going to be his balance? Is it a woman?
No, I don't think so. I think he'll go for...
Rubio?
Rubio.
You don't think he's going to go for Carson?
Carson would be a great, you know what? Carson would be a great choice too. I mean, either one of them. Why I'm saying Rubio is because Rubio is he's Spanish, or he's of Cuban ancestry. He's his own man in very many ways. I don't think he would take the senator from Texas there, but I think Ted Cruz, but I think that he would lean into Rubio or maybe Carson. I wouldn't be surprising if he took Carly. The big surprises to me, frankly, is that Trump was still out in the head.
Yep.
And there's 42% of the Republicans that they polled think he can win.
Okay, here's the thing, and I think after what, especially what we're seeing with the Benghazi and the Hillary and last night I was watching on Charlie Rose, actually, a fascinating interview with John McCain. And, you know, I have to say that when it came to our election, I voted for John McCain because I really feel that in a time of need in our country, we really need a strong, somebody who's like a McCain, who's been there. Okay, yes, I know there's certain things that you probably don't agree with, especially on his immigration. However, when it comes to somebody who can be a strong force, we're seeing now that what's happening in Russia and Iran and the different things. We really need somebody who's super smart and can be really good strategically with, you know, military mind. And I always felt comfortable with him in that regard. So he had an excellent interview with Charlie Rose last night, who I really like to watch his in-depth interviews. That you ask him about Trump, and he didn't bash him. But I think what we're feeling here, Carl, and Craig, you know, chime in here anytime you want, is that we're so burnt out with the Bushes, the Clintons, the politics. I love what Ryan's saying, is that I'm only going to be speaker under these conditions, that we have to unite, because otherwise what good is it going to do for me to change my life to be the speaker when you can't come to terms? Why should I spin my wheels for the next 25 years or 30 years of my life when you can't all come together?
Well, and there's a point, that's a good point, except that there's always going to be different viewpoints. And you've got a bunch of conservative congressmen up there who think that, hey, you know what, we need to change the direction the world's going here, or the United States is going. So this is going to be a tough for them. They're going to have to come up with something that says, we'll support you, but there's going to be a caveat on it. You just know there is. And Ryan's he can say this. Hey, look, if you want to, I'm going to get everybody together, because if I can't get everybody together, then I'm just going to be wasting my time, just like you said. So he's giving them till Friday.
And he'll go back to doing what he loves anyway.
That's right.
So it's not like, and I like that, because it's like, I don't really need to do this. You're asking me to do this. I've searched my heart, and if I'm going to do it, it's under these terms. Love it. I love it, because it's not desperate. Okay,
no.
So that's good. Now, it's going back to Trump. Are you feeling, and the things that we're watching, the things that we're reading, the temperature across the nation is that, yeah, he's flamboyant, yeah, he's crazy, and he's Hollywood. Do you know what they said this morning on one of the news stations, that he has not used any money towards his campaign?
He has not spent $1 for advertising. He doesn't need to. Every time he opens his mouth, you know, it's on the news, and it's on all the stations. Not only that. But he's been the leader since like June in the polls, and they said nobody has ever been a leader in the polls like this for, you know, this long and from the beginning. And everybody thought, oh, poo-poo, he'll, you know, he'll die in August. Well, he hasn't died in August. In fact, he's gotten stronger. The other part to other part of it is that he really knows how to use social media. I mean, he tweets something and gets a million hits off it. So
people are fed up.
But Ken, is he the one though? I don't know.
Can you see him shaking hands with Putin, traveling around the different parts of the nation, the world?
Yeah.
And seriously, or do you think that at they respect him because they've seen him as a as a businessman?
You know what? If he ran and won the night that he wins, if he wins, I could just see him say, look at the camera and go, Hillary, you're fired. Would that be funny? Okay, we got to take a break here. It's 7:31 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after these messages.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tuesday, November 10th is the 240th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Please join the Marines of Shasta County at our celebration in the Event Center at Wind River. All Marines, other military branches, and friends of the Corps are invited. There will be a formal celebration and dinner. Our honored speaker is Major General O.K. Steele on Tales of the Old Corps. For reservations and further information, call Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. See you Tuesday, November 10th. Semper Fi.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome.
Here it is. Come and get it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. It is 7:34 in the morning. 62 degrees out there. Going up to 86 today. 86 in October the 21st, which, of course, is the day that Marty McFly arrived to the future. In fact, if you see a DeLorean today, you immediately call the station. Let us know. We'll all flock down there, and you surround it and see what Marty says about what's going on. See, maybe we can send him a couple of days into the future, get those lotto numbers, come on back. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Civic Auditorium. On Saturday, November 28th, from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, November 28th, the Red Town Market.
Now, this is going to be a really cool event. This is where you can, it's free to the public. You can walk in, and there'll be all kinds of artisans, booths that will have, you know, glass blowing, not on the premises, but, you know, gifts to buy, some really interesting items. So especially, we know we're starting to really get that, it's Christmas time. So there'll be music and hot chocolate, and I think maybe even they're going to have cocktails. I mean, it's just the whole Civic Center will be under the Christmas spell. Saturday, November 28th, come out, and Ladybot and the Bluebirds are going to also be singing a couple hours there from 2 to 4. How do you like that in the third person? But anyway, so come join us November 28th for that.
Okay, this Saturday, or I'm sorry, tomorrow, are the and tables and tickets are still available for the October 22nd Evening of Inspiration from One Safe Place. They have Tony Porter as an educator and activist who is internationally recognized for his efforts to end violence against women. So, how do you get a ticket? You give them a call at 244-0118 or go online to ospshasta.org. And once you purchase the tickets, they will contact you with further information about the event. You got to hurry up. It's tomorrow. Hey, we're here with Miss Smiley.
Christy Kidd.
2015.
Thank you. Thank you.
We love to have Christy Kidd on once a month. We hear about what's happening with Turtle Bay. We know that we just had the huge annual plant sale that you have,
yes.
Arboretum there. Mm-hmm. And that you're saying that the sale is still extended.
Yes. So we had the one-day sale, and then we extended the prices through November 14th. So that's it's a good time to plant a lot of the plants that survive in our area, quite frankly, this time of year. So it is 30% off for members and 20% off for non-members. And the nursery is open Fridays and Saturdays from 9 to 1 every week.
So when you're tell us, for those who may not know about the nursery, mm-hmm. how one would go there and, you know, you can buy these plants like a regular nursery.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a visual of how that happens.
All right. So you walk in this lovely, lovely nursery, and it's all separated off and organized by what type of plant it is. And almost all of our plants are propagated on site. So you know that they will survive here because they were born and they, you know, grew here.
Thrived here.
Yes. Thank you. Thrived here. And then we've got our arb experts on site who can help. Sort of, you can tell them what you're looking to do. If you want to go drought tolerant, we specialize in drought tolerant plants. And so they can tell you what's going to work, what should go where. You know, they will just give you the whole guide on everything.
Mm-hmm.
So for someone like me who just bought a house, has no idea what to do with my yard, it's been lovely.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations,
oh,
new homeowner.
Oh, thanks.
Doesn't it feel good?
It does.
Oh,
it's really nice.
It's like real. I'm all grown up now. I have my own house.
No, I'm an adult.
Well, I tell you what, if you have problems figuring out what to do with the yard and all that, why don't you come over to my place and kind of clean it up really good, you know, pull out all those extra weeds, get, you know, get a good idea of what it's really
what
like
it's really
in there,
like.
Yeah, you know, and then you can probably put all types of stuff in there, like gravel,
right?
You know, gravel, paint it green, and you're okay then.
And Christy, I have to tell you, if you see Carl pulling weeds, call me, because I haven't seen it in 10 years.
No one will believe it. It'll be like a dream.
I thought that's what Roundup was about.
You go no,
out,
we don't do
not
that.
Just go out and see me spraying Roundup and other things into right. the, and trying to get it into the water system.
I've so. Specialized in taking care of the rose bushes, and that's about it.
Oh, fantastic.
Because I care about them. They're so great.
Oh, man, it's so cool to have fresh roses
right?
and cut them mm-hmm. and bring them in the house. Okay, so going
so
back.
So when's the last time I saw you pulling weeds, sweet pea?
Well, you don't. Over the weekend.
Oh, okay. You're right.
Okay. Ah. So, yeah, while you were sleeping in.
somebody has to take care of the dog.
All right, so Christy, we're here to talk about the plant stuff, but what else is happening at Turtle Bay this month?
This month, we also have, of course, our exhibit, our fall exhibit, Get Animated, which opened last month, but it is so fun. It's called Get Animated, and it's no extra charge once you're in the park. So you can just go in and enjoy it, but it's all about the history of animation and the progress that has happened. You know, you start with these hand-drawn cells, and now we've got the computer animation, and just it's crazy to see the history of it and how different studios took it different ways and how who started this, who did this first and all that. And so we've got pieces from the Walt Disney Museum. We have pieces from Warner Brothers. We have a whole panel about Looney Tunes. It's really interesting. And then we've got this old, I don't even know what it's actually called, but it's this crazy camera that they used to use to film the animation from way back in the beginning. And it's massive. It's almost floor to ceiling. It's just really, really cool. Thank you. A multi-plane camera.
Wow.
But there's all these great, you know, there's interactive things. You can do your own drawings. You can take pictures in. There's a
did they, when they
mystery
drew
machine.
When they drew cartoons, yes. They drew each frame was drawn. Mm-hmm. Is that?
Yes,
I mean,
but,
and their little hands might move just a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But with using the multi-plane camera, rather than having to draw the entire scene every time, you had one that was your background. Each character had their own layer in the multi-plane camera. So you animated those cells independently. And those artists would work on those acetate cells, which are now super highly prized collector's items, by the way.
Well,
thousands
but
of them.
But you still had, the animators still had to draw each movement on that one part of that multiplane camera. I mean, it could be filmed, but I mean, they had, when moving their hands, and I'm doing this.
And every frame is 1/24th of a second.
Yeah. So.
And we have one wall that is just a layout of, I think it's 1 second's worth of animation, and it's huge, and it's. I think it's over, I don't know, it's a crazy number of drawings.
Well, if it's 1/24th of a second,
tell.
So it'd be at least in 1 second, be 24, at least 24 images.
Yeah, and it's you can hardly tell the difference from one to the next. It's crazy, but
well, you know, have you ever seen
really
those books or those little flip card things where
somebody
will draw it and you just flip it with your fingers, which is what they, on those old, in the old photo booths, or you could put your, you know, you could put your face down and look inside, and then you turn this crank.
And you spin it, yep.
And you spin it, and they would be moving.
Yeah. Yep, yeah. So we actually have a couple of those in Get Animated. So we have all kinds of stuff like that.
How long would this exhibit be up?
This is open until January 17th, so you've got some time.
So the kids can come, and
the
kids over Christmas.
You're taking all the kids
over.
Fantastic. What else? Just FYI, I know that this is opening up, and, of course, it's a wonderful exhibit to check out now. But during over the Christmas holidays, what else will Turtle Bay be showing?
Over the Christmas holidays, we will have that. Well, that's our one exhibit taking up both galleries. So we're going to have that. But we have new animal shows starting Friday, actually.
Really?
Or Thursday. Just kidding. Thursday. So we'll have new shows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and Sunday they're going to move. They're not out in the amphitheater because obviously with the weather.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be able to bring them inside, which is exciting. And they're going to be, they're actually focused around animation and, you know, myths and legends, how animals are, you know, presented in animation.
Oh, like Pepe Le Pew.
What they actually
oh, perfect.
Do.
Yeah.
So each day is a little bit different.
And the animal shows will be going on through Christmas?
Yes, they'll be going on, I think,
inside.
Over
how
the,
wonderful.
Over the Christmas weekend, maybe not.
Okay.
But,
can I talk?
Maybe, I guess.
You always have the floor, Carl.
Can I talk?
Surprised you even
never
asked.
Mind.
Yeah.
I forgot now. It's been such a long time.
All right. All right. So Christy and I'll just continue on. I know you had something to. Come on. What do you want?
No, I can't.
Oh, okay. Well, the reason I say that is because a lot of people are visiting. And, of course, you know, we are all about supporting Turtle Bay. In fact, the other night we had a wonderful, you know, when you have the big auction and people will donate dinners.
Yes.
We had a wonderful, four couples had gone in. And divvied it up, and we had a dinner was provided by Moonstone and the Skepitises, who are serious wine connoisseurs and have a cellar, walked us through the regions, the winemakers. It was really, we learned a lot. And so anyway, that was at their house, and it's a lovely thing to be able to support the, you know, the Turtle Bay and all the things that, you know, the Turtle Bay, you guys are really growing. What's happening with the hotel?
It's madness. It's great, though. Right now, it's actually not that glamorous or exciting. They're demoing the sidewalk.
Right.
It's really not that exciting
right
out there. But it looks like a lot's going on. So that has all started. They started digging. It's the joint trench is the first thing they have to do. They have to move a couple power lines over. And they took out some trees, but we're saving some and actually putting in over 150 more trees than were there to begin with. And they won't just be saplings. They will be, you know, not fully grown, but older trees. And it's just
from your very own nursery.
We actually are, I will say, our staff is actually taking over all the landscaping. So they are doing all of it.
It seems like it's a nice marriage there.
It is. Yeah. It's lovely. So, yeah, right now it's taking out a sidewalk.
What are we? What can we look forward to the groundbreaking? I mean, you already had the groundbreaking, right. But when a hotel does do, you know, you can walk in. We're open.
Well, we have a couple of things that we are going to do when we first open. Obviously, all of our supporters are members.
Let's hold that thought until after the
break. Okay.
Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. If you're looking for any type of great jewelry, head on down to Four Winds Jewelry. It's across the street from Sierra Gibbs. It's at 2225 Hilltop. If he doesn't have it on display, he probably has it in the safe or somewhere around there. Leonard is he is the jeweler of choice for so many people because it's great deals, honest, will tell you what your jewelry's worth. You never have to worry about it. Plus, he has the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. Works at Four Winds Jewelry. They're open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Christy Kent of Turtle Bay.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, DCP 31143.
Joan Armatrading is coming to Reading for a very special solo evening performance at the Cascade Theater. This diva, known for her passionate guitar and soulful vocals, is on her last large-scale tour, and she's doing it solo. An intimate evening with a powerhouse, Joan Armatrading, at the Cascade, October 22nd. Get tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
It's Customer Appreciation Days at Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
It's Reading Kia's lowest price of the year on a 2015 Kia Optima, now $19,495 after $2,000 customer cash incentive and $400 military incentive.
$19,495 for a brand-new Kia Optima. ID 12266. 57 Optimas in stock and on the way.
2015 Kia Souls as low as $14,995. ID 15423. After $500 customer cash incentive, $400 military incentive, the brand new Soul for $14,995.
Get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kias in stock and 2016 Sorentos, too.
0% offer requires financing through Kia Motors Finance on approval of credit subject prior sale ends November 2nd, plus tax, license, and government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges.
Discover the new Kia today, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Reading.
ReadingKia.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 11 minutes till 8 o'clock here on the 21st of October.
Currently 67 degrees. Sunny today with temperatures around 84. Lows tonight with temperatures around 58. Thursday calls for 84. Friday calls for 81. And we're going to have a beautiful week ahead of us. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time you read the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Elements Lounge at the Wind River Casino and Resort on November 5th. Ladybot and the Bluebirds will be out there
singing, all over
their,
the place.
Singing their little hearts out from 6 to 8 p.m. Go on down there. It's a great menu. They've got a special Romance on the River menu. Steak and lobster for under $22, and it's absolutely fabulous steak and lobster. And you get to dance it's jazz, blues, rock and roll, all of it there for Lady Bot and the Bluebirds.
And Joe Larson will be my special guest, a wonderful trombone player.
That's right. Give him a call, though, at 243-3377 to make reservations. Tell him you want reservations up front so you can see. But there isn't really too many bad seats in the house. That's Thursday, November 5th. All right, 10 minutes till 8, we're here with Christy Kidd, who is the Smile Factory for Turtle Bay.
For Turtle Bay.
Smile Factory.
You
how
are
cute.
The Smile Factory. That's what it is. You'll never, if you want a small smile, just see a small smile. Okay, just a just
yeah,
smile.
Laughing.
Okay, then there's a big smile. Okay, then there's a big smile. Okay, do we have one? I laugh out loud. Ah, there it is. Okay. Yeah. Christy, okay. Yeah, you so said before we left, you said there's going to be something huge happening.
Yes, so we are building a hotel. If you.
I heard aware about
of that. Building a hotel.
I heard about right? that. Yeah.
Very exciting.
So that construction has started, and it's madness out there. It's not super exciting at the moment, but they're making progress, which is great. And we were just talking before about what we're going to do when it opens. And so it'll be, of course, we're going to have a special reception and some love for the people who've supported us throughout everything. And our members, of course, are going to get some perks for being members and sticking with us through all the madness, because the park is still open. You know, there's a minor, tiny part of it that's closed off at the moment, but everything else is still open. It's still accessible to everyone, not just our members, but, you know, still coming out and enjoying everything is super exciting, because we have lots going on still, even though we've got, you see that when you drive in. That doesn't mean the park is closed. But we're also, once it opens, it's going to be really great, because we'll have this whole promenade, and we're working on getting public art out there as well. So you don't have to stay at the hotel to enjoy it. You're still going to have this nice connection from the bridge down to the river trail, and the 44 connection over there. And
there's going to be a bar over there?
In the restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's that. You can enjoy that, too.
Yeah. Is it going to have a veranda that you can kind of sit out and look outside?
There's a patio, yes, but it's not. It's our old visitor center. So
oh, right.
It's not
okay.
Like it's on the water.
Oh,
we still have our coffee bar that will have seating out there. And hopefully, as a part of this, that'll hopefully be expanded a bit.
Oh, that would be good. So people can sit out there and watch the river and the Sundial Bridge. And get a bunch of little appetizers out there going.
That won't happen when the hotel first opens.
You know what
opens,
I'd also like to have, too, is I want the concession for the river. So I can put like a little dock right there.
Oh, yes.
And so I can put a little dock right there, and it'd be a little wine bar going.
Oh, yeah.
So as people are coming by, they can stop by.
Stop by, grab wine, keep going.
There you go. maybe not keep going.
Yeah. Well, they may stop. You don't know.
Well, Christy Kidd is with us this morning. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about all things Turtle Bay with the animation exhibit that opens.
It opened last month, and it stays open until January 17th.
Okay, fantastic. Mm-hmm. All about the history of animation. Yeah. And you said that there's a couple items in there from Walt Disney.
Yes.
Okay, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And well, let's talk about membership on Turtle Bay. Let's talk about Christmas is coming up. What does it cost to become a member? And inside that membership, let's remind our folks that's like for a family, which includes two kids plus a couple guests.
Oh. Two adults and four kids.
Yes. Okay.
Yep. So you can, and if
and
you
it can be any four kids.
You don't have to be your kids.
Now, okay. So Linda and I bring my adult daughter and her husband.
Mm-hmm. And their two kids.
And the two grandkids.
I don't know how that counts. I think you have to, because the kids, I think, have to be under 18,
okay.
I believe.
Okay. They're under 18.
So they'd
be four adults. So two of us would, our membership would be covered, but there would be two adults and the kids would be free.
Yes.
Right.
But when you bring in guests, so in that case where the two adults wouldn't count, you had a discounted admission rate for the adults.
Great. Perfect.
By being a member.
So. Right. Yeah. So what is the cost to become a member today?
It is $80 Although I will say a little hint that I'm probably not supposed to talk about yet, that there may or may not be some deals during Christmas. So,
oh, fantastic.
You know, if you don't have one yet, maybe hold off a month. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I like this because, you know, people really want to support.
Mm-hmm.
You're counting your dollars. You know, you've just gone through Thanksgiving. Family's coming. You're going. There's always expenses starting right around this time, from Halloween on, that are more than you usually. And then it seems like November and December is just smattered with fundraising.
Yes.
So it's kind of hard because you don't really think about, I'm going to put, you know, money in the jar, as Dave Ramsey would say, or your envelopes.
Right.
But anyway, so now is the perfect time to be start thinking about saving those little extra dollars to get that membership.
Mm-hmm.
Because the membership includes a lot of things. Tell us, for instance, what happens with an $80 membership. That's two adults, four children.
Four kids, yep. And that is free admission, or, you know, admission is included all year long into the park. And for all of you, obviously, and there's no upcharges once you're inside, besides unless you want to feed the parrots, then it's a dollar. But you can still go visit them for no cost.
It's no fun unless you feed it.
It's,
you know what?
Yeah, you can watch other people
no
feed
fun.
It.
No, it's not. It's not the same.
It's not.
It's
they
not
won't
the
sit
same.
On you. That's why I'm
going to, in fact, you know, when the kids come, I'm going to pour a little bit on the top of their heads. And watch all these little keeks get down there on top of their heads and
now,
pull their hair.
Are they there? Are they open in the winter months all year round?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
I believe the only time we closed them was when the smoke was super bad.
Okay.
Just the air quality wasn't great for them, but that stays open all year. And, and so all that's included. And we have special member events inside the museum. We'll have a Christmas event a holiday event. Last year, I think we had hot chocolate and a gift wrapping station and a little ornament making station, things like that was just for members. So we do a couple of things like that throughout the year. And I know we already have some planned. I think the first one is the holiday one coming up next. But even if you're not a member, there's still a really fun event on Friday that everyone should come to called Spooktoberfest.
Spooktoberfest.
Tell us about that. Friday.
Okay, what? Tell us all about it.
It's a Halloween-themed night of family fun. And it's going to be in the gardens, actually, so it's going to be away from all the construction and all that. And it's still outside. It's not in the museum. So it's in the west end of the gardens, and it's just it's a night of Halloween fun. You can come in costume. You don't have to, but why wouldn't you, you know?
And Spooktoberfest. How cute is that? Now, is there admission?
Yes, $5 per person or $25 for a family, which is the same thing, two adults, four kids.
Okay.
Or at the door, it's $8 per person or $30 for a family. So
what time?
Them early.
What time does that start?
5:30 to 9 p.m. on Friday.
Okay. And when you talk about the gardens in the West End, do you have to enter from the other side of the bridge?
Yes.
That's
you're going to want to. It's a way further walk.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, so kind of where you did the Bandolero or Band. Yes, in that area.
Yeah.
Where
so
the peak is at the bridge.
It's actually on the opposite side from the bridge, though, of the gardens. So you're going to want to come up North Market. Turn at the Dutch Bros and park in there, and it's right in there.
Okay, perfect.
And, there's a beer garden for adults. So Reading Distributing is providing the beer for us. And there's a root beer garden for kids, so they can have their own little fun.
And that's this Friday.
This Friday. The tickets are still on sale.
What a great way to start to get the kick in with before Halloween and all that stuff hits off.
That's the idea. You can still have your Halloween weekend.
Right.
But here's a little kickoff for you.
Love it. Spooktoberfest.
Yeah.
How do we get tickets?
You can get them at the museum or the store and coffee bar or online at turtlebay.org.
All right. Mm-hmm. So we've Christy Kidd's with us. We've talked about Spooktoberfest. We've talked about we've talked about the animation called
Get Animated.
Get Animated. Mm-hmm. That's happening right now. Okay. And we've talked about the opening of the Turtle Bay Hotel. That's not going to be happening for a while, but excuse the construction.
Yeah.
And the importance of what it is to get your membership, what that includes to become a member of Turtle Bay, as well as maybe some kind of little Christmas special deal happening.
Maybe. I don't know. Can't make any promises.
Okay, Christy Kidd.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
She is the Smile Factory over at Turtle Bay.
At Turtle Bay. Yeah, that's
In fact, if you're short of smiles, you give Christy, what's your phone number, Christy? Give her a call over at Turtle Bay and say, hey, I'd like to have some smiles right now. And, and she'll say, I'm giving them to you right now.
I'll send them right over.
She's sending them right over the phone. And you've got them all over your, you know.
Instagram.
Insta-smile. Insta-smile. Okay. All right. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
There's a question about the stars on a hotel, but I don't know if you get into that about when we're saying it's a 4-star hotel, it's not. It doesn't open up as 4-star. Doesn't have to earn that.
From what I understand, and I don't know a whole
lot about that, but from what I understand,
it's a level of quality that
Sheraton
builds at. So not to say that lower are not right. has high quality, but it's right. just a different standard to build at, okay. is from what I understand. So it's okay. not our rating. It's just the...
The type of
right.
the type what of it looks like, the amenities yeah. in yeah. it.
Okay, you guys have heard me talk about thread count. Probably that means thousand count sheets.
Right.
And bath, step in bath, you know, showers that are probably really nice showers, and just a certain thing that you get with, you know, like triple ply
right.
toilet paper.
Right.
Okay, when we come back from the news, we'll have Sheriff Tom Basinkle with us here talking about all the things that are going on in the county.
Thank you, Christy.
It's 8 o'clock on KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Will Paul Ryan become the next Speaker of the House?
Listen, I think Paul Ryan would make a great Speaker, but this decision is up to the members.
Those words from House Speaker John Boehner, who has now set the stage for next week's election of a new Speaker. We get the details from correspondent Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill.
In a closed-door meeting with GOP lawmakers, Speaker Boehner says Republicans will hold elections to nominate a new Speaker on Wednesday, October 28th. That's just 2 days before Boehner plans to resign from Congress. Votes in the full House are tentatively set for October 29th, if the House Republican Conference agrees on a nominee. After repeatedly saying he was not interested in the job, Representative Paul Ryan laid out a number of conditions before he would jump in, including support from three major GOP caucuses. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Israeli police say a Palestinian stabbed a female soldier near Jerusalem, injuring her before he was shot and killed by security forces. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is worried that Jerusalem is becoming something of a hotspot.
I am deeply concerned by repeated provocations at the holy site in Jerusalem, which have fueled current outbreak of violence.
And this was the latest in a series of almost daily Palestinian attacks against Israeli civilians and soldiers that erupted about a month ago. The European Union says coffee maker Starbucks and car maker Fiat must repay millions of dollars worth of taxes they allegedly dodged under special tax deals with various EU countries. But correspondent Raf Kassert says both companies are fighting back.
Both companies, Starbucks and Fiat, have said that they absolutely do not agree with the ruling of the Commission, and they have an option to appeal that later.
The ruling is part of a major EU effort to cut down on tax deals global multinationals often shop for. On Wall Street, the Dow's doing well, up about 30 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
In New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio signing legislation that bans the sale of K2, also known as synthetic marijuana.
These laws do not punish the individuals that are held hostage and held in the grip of this toxic drug. We understand that some of the people who use this drug are amongst the most vulnerable in our city.
Meantime, the most reliable cars on the road, well, according to Consumer Reports in its annual reliability survey, Lexus and Toyota are still top of the list.
Rounding out the top five, Audi, Mazda, and Subaru. Other automakers, including Honda, Nissan, and Jeep, were tripped up by elaborate new transmissions designed to help the automakers meet rising fuel economy standards. Owners reported rough shifting, clutch failure, and in some cases, transmissions that had to be replaced twice in the first year of vehicle ownership.
That report from correspondent Rich Thomas, and breaking news at analysis@townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The International Monetary Fund says fallen oil prices and deepening turmoil in parts of the Middle East will keep growth subdued this year, 2.5%.
The IMF's Middle East Economic Outlook report says the region's oil exporters have lost $360 billion in revenues this year due to the decline in prices. It says reforms in Gulf Arab countries which create more jobs and economic diversification are all the more urgent. War-wracked countries such as Syria, Iraq, and Yemen continue to be the most hard hit economically.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. An Anchorage, Alaska church has tipped a pizza delivery man, Ken Felber, $1,900. Quite a surprise and a blessing, he said.
Our Lord does work in mysterious ways. Think about that. I never believed that, but now I do.
Felber received the big tip on Sunday. Earlier this month, an Ohio congregation tipped a pizza delivery driver about $1,000. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 6 after 8 here on the 21st of October. Phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So many people in there. Sonny and Jarhead and Dan and others are on. And, of course, Bad Bob at the helm.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
He's pushing all the buttons.
He's being creative right now. And yeah. Linda.
Good morning, everybody. It's the 21st. How do you like that? 8 o'clock hour here on KCNR 1460. It's the 21st of October. Of course, yes, we are mid-month. 62 degrees. I know I said 67, but, you know, Bob and I, we talk about these variations throughout these pockets. You know, it's just a variation of, like, almost 9 degrees.
I pulled up a map while you were talking with about a 10-mile radius, and there were 10 different temperatures.
10 different temperatures. Okay, well, according to what we're looking at right now, 62 degrees. We're going to have highs today of 84, lows tonight with 58. Tomorrow, sunny, 84, mostly clear tomorrow night with temperatures around 55. Friday calls for a high of 81, partly cloudy on Friday night. And the weekend calls for a beautiful, clear. Saturday is around 78, and Sunday calls for 79. The weather is brought to you each and every time by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they do give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business, as is Shasta Gas Propane, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, when it's getting colder every morning, it's a little bit chillier. Go in there and get your coffee, your cafe, your lattes, your machinos, everything.
Joe's.
Espresso Joe's right there, and then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That's right, the finest. It has it all, every type of tobacco you can imagine. E-cigs. A great walk-in humidor. It's got it all, and veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. All this at Tobacco and Brew. Hey, a couple of announcements here. Kids Fishing Day, supporting local veterans and their families, is going to be this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Ross Ponds, north of Shasta College. It's a free event. All ages welcome. All registered kids will receive a free fishing pole.
That's going to be cool.
That is cool. Yeah, and they have, and this is put on by the Active 2030 Club of Reading.
We had those guys on earlier. That's really cool.
Yeah, their second annual Frank Sawyer Memorial Kids Fishing Day. For more information, go to reading2030.com. Also, the Marine Corps 240th birthday ball, November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. It's open to all branches of the military and to the public. All you civilians are invited to come. Give Mike Gutierrez a call at 524-7595. There's going to be a drawing for guns there. There you can have a chance to win a different types, from rifles to pistols. But you also get to see pomp and circumstance of the United States Marine Corps. The Commandant's message will be played The General Lejeune's message to the Marine Corps from 1923 will be read. They're going to march on the cake. They have the oldest and the youngest Marines will be there present. And General O.K. Steele, a legend in the Marine Corps, Major General O.K. Steele will be our guest speaker.
That's a pretty good Marine name.
It is, isn't it?
O.K. Steele.
O.K. Steele. And let me tell you, he was O.K. Steele. And anyway, November 10th, it's not too late to get tickets, of course, 524-7595. Okay. Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Good morning.
You've been in the paper, all of the paper this morning there,
Sheriff.
Sheriff. You're going out and raiding marijuana patches?
We are. Tis the season.
And it appears that this one is...
Can we just break in here? All over the paper is talking about honey oil, honey oil, honey oil. Okay, so let's just break it down very fundamentally or rudimentary, if you will. What is honey oil?
Honey oil is the extract of tetrahydrocannabinol, which is THC, the active ingredient in marijuana. And they extract that. One of the ways is using a butane extracting tube, and they put vegetative matter, the plant matter of the marijuana plant, into a tube, and then put butane through that tube, and then out the other end on a filter, out comes a oily, honey-looking substance, honey oil, and then they have to heat that a little bit to take the butane out of it, and then you have honey oil. It's also referred to as hash, wax, shatter, some of the common names. And that is a marijuana right now today is somewhere good marijuana is in the 35% range of potency. THC can be up to 90%.
Mm.
So they can take a little dap, and instead of smoking the vegetative matter, the bud and stuff, it's more going to butane or honey oil. And they take a little dap of it, so a little dap will do you is the joke. And they can put that in a cigarette. They can put it in a pipe. They can smoke it in electronic cigarettes or vape it.
Wow.
And it's generally odorless and not very difficult to be detected. It's still get detected by dogs. But
so you could see some people that are vaping on the street, and they could be actually...
Yes.
Okay, now...
And getting it 90% concentrate.
So does it come in like a dropper? I'm trying to visualize what it looks like. Because we know what bud looks like, but what is...
Think of thick honey, or it could actually be looking like wax or almost tar, and you take a little bit of it, maybe smaller than the head of an eraser.
Okay, and then you could wrap that up.
You can put that in a little pipe.
Yeah.
You could wrap it, but you still have to have something to extend the smoking part of it. So that's why they usually put it in a pipe or vape it.
Wow.
You could put it in, you can also use it for cooking.
Okay.
So should we be worried about Norma Comnick bringing in cookies at Christmas?
Probably not.
Okay.
But
Norma,
where the danger is with one of the processes, where the danger is the butane, and we've seen a number of fires and explosions here Redding, Shasta County.
Yeah.
Apartments blown up and burned up, hotel rooms, and a number of other fires.
It's
very
because
dangerous.
The butane gets to an open flame someplace.
It could. Butane is heavier than air, so it can concentrate along the floor. You have outlets usually along the floor area, and so if you get a little spark, that can ignite it. They have to heat it to extract the butane out of the oil. And so if they get it too hot, it can have a flash point and ignite. If you're near a hot water heater, a gas hot water heater, again, you have open flame there. Sometimes they use a heat gun to heat the oil up. And again, if you get it too hot, then the flash point occurs and it blows up.
So is the honey oil considered to be like the new rage, just the best high or what? I mean, we're reading so much about it, so.
I think part of it is a really good concentrated high. They can also sell the bud and get a high profit for the bud. But then you have the vegetative matter, usually referred to as shake, and that can get thrown away. But you can take all the shake, stuff it into an extraction tube, and get some more product to sell out of that.
Hmm.
You can go to the Internet, of course, and YouTube. There's a number. If you typed in honey oil, you'd see a number of ways to...
How How much is that? How much is it selling for?
Exactly.
I don't know. I'd have to call on that one.
Okay.
I'm curious.
I'm just wondering because, you know, when they're estimating that 500 plants is worth $2 million, I imagine the honey oil must be going for more than the vegetable.
Probably sell by the gram because it's in a concentrated manner.
All right. Hey, we got to take a quick break. Sheriff Tom Basenko is our guest. And there's a lot of things we want to talk with him about. Deputies, the amount of deputies, hiring, response times, but also Second Amendment, because there's a lot of these strange, another new strange law coming out, or initiative coming out from Gavin Newsom about the impact it could have on us up here. But this portion of the show is brought to you by, speaking of weapons, Bastiani Arms, located 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. And they thrived in their business. It's a local business. They give veterans discounts. They pride themselves on their customer service. Whether they're working on your gun with their gunsmiths, or if there's a class is going on taught by Seth Smith. But they have pistols, long guns, shotguns, rifles, anything you could possibly want there. And then all the accoutrements that go with shooting. Holsters, ammunition, carrying cases, optics, scopes, everything that you can possibly imagine, even reloading equipment, all there, Bastiani Arms. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Give them a call at 222-8222. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basenko. And the time is 8:16 in the morning on October the 21st, when Marty McFly may become screaming through here on a DeLorean.
Wildwood flower grew wild on the farm, and we never knew what it was called. Some said it's a flower, and some said it's a weed. I didn't give it much thought. One day I was out there talking to my brother, and I reached down for a weed to chew on. Things got fuzzy and things got blurry, and then everything was gone.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teams safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State Football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at sbi-ind.com.
Everyone wants to be a hero. It's part of our DNA. Join One Safe Place as we honor local heroes, survivors, coaches, law enforcement, tribal leaders, military, and parents. Be a Hero to Your Children is a One Safe Place benefit dinner to help support a community affected by family violence. With special keynote speaker, consultant to the NBA, MLB, NFL, educator, and activist, TED Talks Tony Porter. Be a Hero to Your Children benefit dinner is on Thursday, October 22nd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. To purchase your hosted table now, before they're all gone, call One Safe Place at 244-0118, extension 206. Sponsored in part by Region 3 Safe Program and Shasta Regional Medical Center. And remember, not all heroes wear capes.
45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:22 in the morning here on the 21st of October. 64 degrees, going up to 86 today. Weather reports brought to you by Chastity Gas Propane. Phone lines here 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business, which has been voted best in the North State. So, you know, there's got to be something good going on there. Been in the business over 20 years, Martin has, with all of his people. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. If you have an emergency, he can take care of any type of heating and cooling systems. That's right, any kind. Now's the time, before it gets too cold, to check out that heater. Make sure the heater's working. Make sure that, or your furnace is working. Make sure that the filters are clean. Everything is working. Give them a call at 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We have with us the sheriff of Shasta County, Tom Basinko.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
There was a call during the break that said, are we taking prisoners from Pelican? What was it, Pelican Bay?
Yeah. No. Our jail's full. We're not taking in prisoners from out of county. In fact, we're shipping prisoners out of county for jail bed space. But when prisoners do get released from prison, they're returned to their home county of where they reside, and that can be where they're put on parole or AB 109 mandatory supervision.
Okay. So, well, that could be here.
That could be here. If they were originally from here and they were committed a crime, convicted, sent away, they could come back here.
Have you heard anything about this white van?
I have about a white van
that's driving around and dropping people off.
There is. Over the last few years, we've received some reports of a white van that drops off either homeless people or parolees. I've heard both reports. And we've tried to track down the information. We usually get it 2 or 3 days old. I talked to one local hotel operator in North Reading, and they said, yeah, they see the van come in every once in a while, drop people off at the hotel, and then move on. They didn't think nothing of it, so it didn't have any license numbers. I've even called the secretary, who is the person in charge of the prison system for the entire state, and ended up talking to him and a lot of his deputies and those that are partially in charge, and then spoke to the warden of High Desert State Prison and was assured that it's not anything related to CDCR or the prison system. So we're still trying to get that down. So if somebody's suspicious of a white van, they think they're dropping off homeless people or parolees somewhere, get a license number, let us know, or let the chief know, and we'll try and run it down and see what's going on.
Well, I saw a white van dropping people off, and I did get numbers. I don't think I got enough numbers on it, though, before he made the turn and got out. And by the time I got back there to where he was, I couldn't see which way he went. But I saw this white van, and I saw guys, each time one person getting out, that's carrying a pack and this, and they wandered off, and the van drove away. Hmm. But he had to open the door for the person.
Oh.
He came over, and he opened it up, The guy got out. Then he closed the door and went back in and got in. Mm-hmm. And I, first time, I didn't think anything about it. Second time, though, right down in front of the post office right here on Yuba Street. So any of y'all around that between 6:15 and 6:45 in the morning, you may want to take a look and see if there is a white van down there. If there is, get that license plate number.
Let us know. We'll check on it because we certainly don't want any other areas dropping off parolees or homeless people that don't belong here.
That's, you know, we've been talking last week. We had some people in that had had a lot of experience in teaching the active shooter scenario. Uh-huh. And they taught down in Orange County, and they wrote, and Cam has written the working syllabus on the thing, on how to, what happens to active shooters. Now, one of the things that they said was the longer the time the active shooters went from 5 to 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We talked to the chief, and the chief said his reaction time for emergencies was right around 16 minutes.
Not uncommon.
Not uncommon. What about for you all?
It'd probably be at least that. Could be longer, especially like if we're up in the Burney area. If something was happening at, say, Fall River High School and the officers were in Burney, that's probably a 20-minute drive with good weather and traffic conditions. If it was in the wintertime with snow and ice, could be longer. Or anywhere out in the county. We're spread out and spread very thin for our officers, so that could take longer.
Okay. Well, that's so it could take at least that long.
Yes. And then we do have officers, and I know Reading PD has officers at some of the high schools here as well.
Right.
That's one officer. We have one at Foothill High School out in Palisadro, and we have one at West Valley High School in Anderson Cottonwood area.
Do you all do active shooter drills?
We do. We practice that, get training for our officers and our SWAT personnel too. Now, remember that if you activate SWAT, usually that's like a hour plus response time because they have
right.
to come in and get their gear. It'll be all over by then.
What is your all's response to this? I know what they used to be. I know what the chief says. As soon as they get two people.
Yep. If you get two, three people, it could be a police officer, a deputy sheriff, and a CHP officer. They'll form a team and go in and try and find the threat and eliminate the threat.
Okay. All right. That's the fact is, it seems like, you know, these things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
Under the new guidelines for the kids and everything, FEMA's teaching is run, hide, and fight, in that order. You know, if you can, you run away. If you can't, you know, you try and hide. If you can't, then you fight. And
right.
I mean, this is in schools, too. To keep yourself from being just...
Yeah, because if you remember schools, you'll have a door to the classroom, but usually the door, that wall is usually filled with windows. So if they can, sometimes they draw curtains if the
sure.
windows are there. So at least the shooter can't see in readily. And then usually they want to have some type of sight. They lock the doors. Some of the schools had to go through and re-key all their doors or put new doorknobs on that can be locked from the inside because most are locked from the outside after school.
How short of deputies are you right now?
We did a staffing review, and we had more deputies in the 90s than we have on the street right now. And we did a staffing workshop with the Board of Supervisors back in February, and they approved about $900,000. That's where we get five deputy sheriffs additional hired and a couple of service officers. And then we got the service officers assigned to Burney. So that opens that back up for public access for office work there. And then we assigned a couple of them to Burney, yet to be hired and trained, two to Reading, and then one for the Shingletown area.
Okay, so you've just hired them, five deputies.
We haven't hired them yet. We're in the process.
It's
tough to find personnel.
That's what everybody, I sit on the Citizens Advisory Board for the Highway Patrol, and they're having the same problems, and they're paying a lot more.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to hire, I think, 600 over this next year.
At least that much.
And they have three classes a year. They start out at about 125 to 150 cadets,
mm-hmm.
and they usually graduate somewhere around 50 to 75.
Yeah, their attrition rate is 30% to 40%.
Right, in the academy.
In the academy.
And then every month they lose on the average of 25 officers throughout the state. due to retirements and different things.
As soon as they hit 30, they're gone.
Right.
And a lot of them, that's, you know, it's, they're losing their leadership's bleeding away.
So if you're thinking every month you're losing 25, and then every 6 months you're graduating 50, you're still not keeping up with what you're losing.
And that's right.
So it's really tough.
But they're looking at a turnover of over a third of the highway patrol. They're going to lose a third of the highway patrol, and not just the officers patrolling, but also their office staff by 2016.
For our succession training, I have some captains and lieutenants that will be retiring within the next year, into the early part of next year. And then,
what would keep them on?
Difficult, because they have their 30 in. And then after you have your 30, it's usually not cost effective. It's usually about serving.
Then they're working for free.
Yeah,
I've heard that before. But what would keep them there? Could you bring them back as a contractor?
We do hire some of them back as retired annuitants, and they do sometimes our background investigations for us as we're hiring people. They work up on Shasta Lake seasonally during the summer months on the lake. We have used them to do other things. If we hire them, and they can do our marijuana eradication during the marijuana season, help us with code enforcement. So there's a number of positions that we do have for retired
annuitants. That you could bring them back in there.
There's some guidelines and requirements of what we can use them for and then how often. One of them is they can't work more than 960 hours during the year.
Okay. All right. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basenko. We're going to take a quick break. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Uecker and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Kyle DeFore here from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. We'd like to welcome all veterans, active duty military personnel, and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store on Veterans Day, November 11th, as our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. And be sure to come out Friday, November 6th, when KCNR 1460's own Carl and Linda Bott will be broadcasting live from Mighty Fine, 7 to 9 a.m. Mighty Fine Foods is locally owned and operated, located at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California. I see.
morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Bob Belongi at the helm today, our producer, always picking great bump music. In fact, this guy is one of the coaches on The Voice. Love that. Love that. Our little Summer Chappelle made it through last night. We watched, and she made it through the, battles. The first battle. 8:34 in the morning, if you're just tuning in. Good morning. 64 degrees here in the downtown studio. It's going to be high today of 86. It's the 21st of October.
That's right. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. You know what? Here's a great, great barbershop. It's the Cheers of barbershops that gives both veterans and seniors discounts. Man's last stronghold.
You know, Carl, the Marine Corps ball's coming up, and it looks like you're about ready to go down to Cypress Street Barbershop and have a trim.
High and tight, is that what you call it?
It is so long right now. I'm just almost embarrassed. No, I can get one now, but I need to get another one the night of, or the day of, November 10th, which is quickly coming up on us here. Mm. Anyway, it's at Cypress Square Barbershop, right there across on Athens Avenue, across from the subway. Man's last stronghold. Get in there, get your hair cut. You're going to love it. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basinko, is here. Sheriff Gavin Newsom, Lieutenant Governor.
Yes.
Doesn't believe that our gun laws are strict enough and wants an initiative that the people vote on that will make it illegal for people to have a magazine that's over 10 rounds.
Correct.
No matter how long you've had it. Like, you know, if I've had one since my time in the Marine Corps.
Yeah, we call them pre-bans.
Yeah, if I've had those since, you know, time in the Marine Corps. That he wants me to either get rid of it, or he wants me to destroy it, give it to you, or sell it to a gun dealer, or give it to a gun dealer. But he didn't say anything about buying them back. The other things he wants to do is make it a law that you have to, if you lose your gun within 24 hours, if you don't report it, you can go to jail. But the big one is to make bullets, make a buyer of ammo, make you have a background investigation, and have a waiting period. I think that's, he said they wanted to make it just like for buying firearms. So there's a 10-day waiting period if I want to buy a box of .22 ammo. More laws
that would do no good. Now, this would be, he is proposing a voter initiative to put it on the ballot. All those things that you named was a piece of legislation this last year that failed. The ammo background check, the high cap mag ban, and others that have failed throughout the year for legislation. We do know that gun control does not work. We see it in our nation's capital. We see it in New York City. We see it in Detroit, Michigan, Chicago, and California. We have some of the strictest gun control laws in the nation. But all it does is impose more laws on law-abiding citizens. We have never heard from people that are about gun control talking about criminal control and addressing the criminal and taking the guns away from criminals versus trying to take them away or restrict law-abiding citizens on their Second Amendment rights.
You know, it seems like you're seeing more and more and more stuff every day about guns being restricted, that Obama's talking about going around Congress. Hillary Clinton says that when somebody brought up the idea of confiscation or the buyback of guns like Australia, well, why don't you do the buyback of guns like Australia? And she goes, well, that's something I should really look into because it worked. Well,
gun buybacks.
It
usually
wasn't a gun buyback though. In Australia, they made it illegal.
They were confiscation.
They were confiscation. If you didn't want to sell it to them, they took it anyway.
And they still have gun related crimes in Australia.
Yep.
The gun buybacks usually have not worked. Some large agencies in California and throughout the nation have had gun buybacks. Sometimes what they find is also an increase in burglaries in the areas because then the burglars come, steal your guns, and then turn them in for cash. They also turn them in usually with no questions asked, so felons can be turning in a gun and getting money for it so they can upgrade. Or, since there's no questions asked, they could turn in a murder gun, and there's no testing and see where that gun has come from or if it's stolen. It's ridiculous. And usually what you see in the photos are just regular, everyday long guns and pistols, and some people are cleaning out their closet. Maybe they've gotten older in the years and don't know what to do with them, and they turn them in. You don't see the criminals lining up, the gangsters lining up to turn in their guns.
No, I don't see that at all. Hey, let's go to the phones here. Ron, good morning. Do you have a question for Sheriff Pacinco?
Good morning. Yes, I do. Mr. Brown, Governor Brown, signed a bill. We can't, anybody with a legal CCW, valid CCW, can't carry a weapon on a school ground. As a grandfather, I go with my son sometimes, and I've talked to other fathers, and they have valid CCWs, and they carry when they go pick up their kids or take their kids. Is there any way you, being the sheriff, could override that rule and say, no, I'm the sheriff here?
I cannot, because it's a state law that the governor signed into law, obviously. That was Senate Bill 707. However, there are some workarounds with it. You said you'd take your grandson to school. Mm-hmm. If you don't go onto school grounds, i.e., if you pull up in front on the street and then your grandson walks to school, jumps the curb and walks into school, that's allowed. You're exempt from the 1,000-foot gun-free zone, but you cannot be on school grounds with your gun concealed. You're also allowed to, if you were attending a school function, now I know that this renders the gun basically almost useless, but you're allowed to have it in the trunk of your car, locked up, unloaded, as per state law, and you could have that on school grounds, but you still can't carry the gun or ammunition. The downside to that, there is no known incidents in California that I am aware of where a law-abiding CCW holder has caused a crime-related instance. And when Carl and I were just talking about our response times here locally for schools, that response time, perhaps if there is a armed individual on or near a school ground, that person may be the first line of defense to maybe stop a shooter. Or we look at the Aurora theater shooting. Wonder if there was a carrying, concealed carry person in the theater. Could that have stopped it? And throughout the nation, there are 10 to 15 incidents, I was on the internet last night looking, where concealed carry individuals have stopped other shooters from causing more mayhem and causing mass killings. So I opposed SB 707, was in the legislature. I also wrote an opposition letter to Governor Brown when it was on his desk. Governor Brown received about 40,000 pieces of mail and email and opposition letters, including from other sheriffs as well, but he still signed it into law. I have a letter coming out to our CCW instructors telling them about the law change. It takes effect January 1, and also the CCW holders will be receiving a letter when they renew or they get a new one, or we can some of them, we have their email address, and I'll be advising them of the law change as well. But thank you for calling in, Ron.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ron. Well, because that's one of the things we're having to teach now, because that was one of the surprise things. People did not believe that you could carry on school grounds before.
Right.
You know, we didn't advertise it, but the fact is that Sheriff, okay, let's get into that worst-case scenario.
There's also one more exemption I forgot to tell Ron about, is that the superintendent can also authorize CCW holders to carry on school grounds. So the superintendent could have an exemption to, let's say, they know you, Carl, and they could give you written permission to carry and do that.
So that superintendent of that school district then,
yes,
right?
Correct.
So. All right, let's go to the phones. Another question. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, you guys. How you all doing?
Good. Thank you.
Good. Quick question, Tom. Couldn't you use interposition on what that gentleman just talked about? If you have a law that's a state law that's unconstitutional, which that one is, interposition should enter into that. I mean, there's a lot of sheriffs that are using that particular position that we have and that right we have with interposition by saying, basically, this is an unconstitutional law. He has a right to carry on this, and it's just like some counties have open carry in California. So couldn't you use interposition on that?
I'm not sure, Terry. I'm not aware of other sheriffs in California allowing open carry. They can issue an open carry permit, but then just the other legal open carry, that was repealed by the governor signing a law a few years ago. To be declared unconstitutional or
cited as unconstitutional, that becomes a court ruling and not necessarily an opinion of myself or somebody else. It has to be a court can rule
or give an opinion. That's
right.
True. I'm just saying the interposition can be used in that venue since it was illegal. It's a legal permit. It's legal to carry on there. If the state passes something like, you know, if you see somebody robbing a telephone booth, you can shoot them. Then, you know, it's the same type of thing. If it's not constitutional or in the California Constitution, I don't see how interposition would enter in. But
yeah, I'd have to research the interposition part and look that up. And
okay.
I know you probably have some information
on that.
Okay, thanks, Terry, for calling
in. One more quick question.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your standing in there and doing what you were doing on the jail as far as, you know, being able to come up with that money. It was a good plan that you had. I know you had some help from a couple of supervisors. I heard the other day that Carl's going to have Leonard Modi on, and apparently Carl was saying that Leonard Modi has some things that basically he thought held water, and I don't know how that works, but I'd like you to elaborate on, if you could, on what your vision is and how we really need to get more room in the jail.
We're coming up on a break, and I do have some points that I wanted to cover. I had those in my notes coming in today, and we're going to talk about the Adult Rehabilitation Center and some of the financing going from there, and then a little bit more about some of the gun laws that Carl mentioned earlier about the magazines that have more than 10 rounds, that's commonly referred to as high-cap mags. The city of Los Angeles passed an ordinance that bans high-cap mags in the city of Los Angeles, and that's for everyone. And so if you had a high-cap mag, pre-ban or not, it becomes illegal under ordinance in November. So
that's interesting.
That means if you're carrying, whether you have a legal mag or not, if you have a legal mag and you're from Shasta County and you're visiting Los Angeles, the city of, now you'd be against the ordinance. If you're a CCW carrier, you'd be against the ordinance for having a high cap mag. If you're traveling to San Diego and you drive through Los Angeles, you're illegal.
Wow.
And there's no exemption for law enforcement unless you're on duty in the course and scope of your job description or if you're retired. No exemption there. So myself and about 20 other sheriffs and some individuals from Los Angeles are suing the city of Los Angeles.
Are you doing that with the Title 18, 242?
No, we're doing it. Well, I don't think they're doing it through that. It's through a law firm, a gun law firm. And I'll explain a little bit more after we come up on after the break. But
thank you for calling in, sir.
You bet.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindabad, KCNR 1460.
It's time to renew your Medicare Part D, and things have changed. The plan that was perfect for you last year may not be the best plan for you next year, and the wrong plan could cost you hundreds of dollars. Find out what the best coverage is for you. Review all the new plans available with the assistance of an Owens Senior Care Advocate. We can easily compare the value of each plan based on your prescription needs. Call Owens today at 1-800-MY-OWENS for free expert help.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvy here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162 or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvy. We're here to help.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Shasta Lake Floors, 8 times honored as best in the North State and the area's only Karastan Premier wholesaler, is offering huge savings right now on all Karastan products. Recently, Shasta Lake Floors was the recipient of the Karastan Design Display Gallery, the only carpet dealer in the area to be awarded such an opportunity. And now through October 26th, Shasta Lake Floors is offering tremendous savings on all Karastan and Mohawk flooring products, with no interest financing until 2018 available. Since 1928, Karastan has been recognized as America's premier carpet manufacturer, producing carpets with the newest technology, high-performance fibers with an elegance and style not seen in any other carpet. And if you don't see the color you want, you can have your new Karastan carpet dyed in any custom color you desire. You deserve the best, and now you can afford it at Shasta Lake Floors. Let the area's most experienced flooring wholesalers help you beautify your home with the most gorgeous and durable carpet made, Karastan, at the lowest possible prices. Shasta Lake Floors, 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460, 849 in the morning. Currently 64 degrees. Yeah. Highs today of 86, lows 59. All right. We've got a few minutes left of our program, and we're right in the smack in the middle of the good stuff.
Sheriff Tom.
So right before going to break, had a caller call in and talk about some of the gun laws that are coming up. And I mentioned the lawsuit. Well, we'll be filing a lawsuit. A number of sheriffs, a little over 20 of us, and some citizens from the city of Los Angeles are filing a lawsuit against a recent city ordinance that takes effect in November for banning high-capacity magazines in the city of Los Angeles. You say, hey, why in the heck would the sheriff get involved in a lawsuit in Los Angeles? Well, that's because we have about 6,700 CCW carriers, and if they have a magazine legally owned that is in excess of 10 rounds and they travel to the city of Los Angeles, they would be in violation of that ordinance and could have their gun seized or have criminal action against them. My deputies may visit Los Angeles and on vacation or traveling through there, and they could be carrying a high-cap mag legally, and they could be subject to criminal prosecution. And so that's why about 25 other sheriffs, that's why we're concerned and that we're going to challenge this, not only for our staff and our deputies, but for the citizens that we represent and for the CCW holders that have valid permits that can carry throughout California for them as well and for the rights of gun owners.
Oh, let's go to the phones. Kay, you have a question for our sheriff.
Good morning. Yes. Nick Gardner wrote a letter to the editor. I think it was published yesterday. It was a little question about the San Francisco sued Reno for dropping people off in San Francisco, and they won. And I haven't checked it out, but knowing Nick, I know he wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. has Shasta County looked into that?
Not that I'm aware of, at least I have not. And I'm not aware of where people are being dropped off here that we can show. In the Reno case, from what I can recall in the media, there was a number of people with mental health disorders, and they were basically being drugged up and then put on a bus and shipped to San Francisco against their will. And then San Francisco discovered this, and how they arrived in San Francisco investigated it, and then it was essentially dumping people into San Francisco, and that's where the suit stemmed from.
But they won. They won.
They did
win. Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
and
it would be worth looking into.
Absolutely.
Whether it's criminal or mental health.
Right. Yes. Because we don't want to see people just dumped off here
right.
with no means of support, and then being here and then causing problems or having additional load on our mental health system or on our welfare system, and it's not right, and that's why San Francisco, when it got discovered, there was a huge lawsuit. But thank you for calling in, Kay. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Jail. We have the Adult Rehabilitation Center project underway. It's getting approved. But as part of the blueprint that you was out in the media prematurely, part of that is they're going to be, and it was in the media, that they're going to be recommending that the board reconsider the 128-bed option for the facility. The facility is a $22.5 million project that we got that I got from a state revenue bonds program. And to expand it, we all know that we need more jail beds. And to expand this project, it would cost about $1.8 million to add 32 more beds for a total of 96, and about $4 million at the time when it was before the Board of Supervisors to double the amount of bed space. So for $4 million additional county money, you get 64 more beds. That's pretty cost-effective for that, and that's the cheapest you can ever do it for, because if you do a remodel, the price can easily double for that same amount of beds.
And I believe in the blueprint for public safety, they talked about expanding the that center.
They did. They're recommending that the board revisit that. And for the board to revisit that, that would take a majority of the board, three members, to say, hey, let's look at that again. It's cost-effective in a number of ways. You can double the amount of bed space for about $4 million. And now that there's been a few months' delay since that's happened with escalation costs, and you'd have to do some redesigning of the plans that are currently being made, and now it's up to about $5 million for the building of those beds. But still a good deal. The cost to operate the facility for staffing, the staffing of it, this where it can be easily confused, and you have to compare apples to apples. The staffing to staff the and operate the facility is the same for 64 beds as it is for 128. You don't need more staff for the additional 64 beds. Where the additional money comes in is for the operating part of it, to feed, clothe, medication for those additional 64 inmates. And that's about $340,000. That $340,000, that goes, that houses about 12 people out of county. That same $340,000 can house 64 people in the new facility if it had the 128 beds.
But we're still going to need to house people outside too.
We may have to. We hope that we don't, but if we can do that. Prop 47 has reduced the amount of people being booked into jail. It doesn't mean the crime isn't occurring, but it's the amount being booked into jail because they're now misdemeanors. But you could build the beds, don't have to fill those beds and operate them, but at least you have the beds built. And then when our county budget, our economy recovers a little bit more, there's more money in the county budget, you could fund the additional funds for that.
Couldn't you charge people to bring their prisoners to us?
You could. I'm not a real big fan of renting out the bed space because we have our own needs here. Certainly, you could easily fill those up, but it's still very cost-effective. And for that it's about $340,000 more. For an 11% increase in the operational cost, you can house 64 more people. So it's still a good buy. It is a lot of money. The board, Les Baugh, he made a motion to expand it out to 128 beds, but then saw that it did receive a second, but it wasn't going to get the support, so he withdrew it. And Supervisor Jack Meaney made a motion for 96 beds. It was discussed, and then when it was voted on, three of the members voted for the 96-bed, 32-bed expansion, and two denied that request, and they approved the 64-bed facility and the budget for it. So remember, they did approve 64 beds. The amount of staff we need to run that and the meals is the – and not the meals, excuse me – but the amount of staff we have to run the 64 beds is the same if it's 128 beds.
And what was the reasoning behind it? I know what Larry Lee said.
They said that we didn't have the money. And the bad thing is...
Well, they also said that nothing ever runs on time, and everything had to be perfect, I think. So it's your numbers.
Well, they were trying to compare it to the juvenile rehabilitation mm-hmm. facility. I don't run the juvenile hall. And sure, we have escalation costs built in for the building, and costs will go up as there's raises and cost in insurance and costs for medical care for the inmates, but you get a one-time shot at this, and you can expand the beds, and we can have it. Shasta County lags way behind on the amount of beds that we need in comparison to Butte, who has about 222,000 population. They got 614 beds. El Dorado, 182,000 population at 469 beds. Imperial is very close to us at 177,000 population, 469 beds. And then Yolo County, 204,000, 452 beds. But we only have 381 beds, and we're only able to use 343. We've lost over 100 beds in that with our capacity of the jail being limited. And then the closure of our detention annex in the late 90s and Crystal Creek, that lost about 165 beds. So we need to do something, and that was an option. Hopefully, if this comes back before the board, we can get something going. And we're coming up on a break pretty soon.
No, we're coming up to the end of the show, buddy.
End of the show, man. It's blown by.
I know. I know. Thank you so much, Sheriff, for joining us. Well, Sheriff Tom Basanko. Tomorrow, Trish Clark will be joining Carl. Join me Sunday for brunch, and we're going to have the Jazz Trio both on Sunday, this 25th. So we'll see you there
at the gates of hell,
at the View.
But I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. House Speaker John Boehner predicts his Republican colleagues will unite behind Congressman Paul Ryan, who has made that a condition for accepting the Speaker's job.
I think Paul is going to get the support that he's looking for, but he laid out a very clear vision of how he would run the speakership, and I thought the members responded very well to it.
Boehner has scheduled the Speaker's election for next week. Democrats on the House committee investigating the deadly Benghazi attacks have released a full transcript of testimony, all 307 pages, by a top aide to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The release comes a day before Clinton herself is due to testify before the committee. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio ordering flags flown at half-staff in honor of a police officer killed in the line of duty yesterday.
We're mourning a man who gave his life as a guardian for all of us,